All right, said 30 seconds and doggone it, I mean it. Katie Robberin from the Chamber.
Morning, Bill.
Have you gotten any sleep like within the last week? Or
I think I got like two last night.
Very little. Good. Very little.
We're running on adrenaline.
Hey, folks, if you didn't know, you've been under a rock. It's Chalk Fest week going on. And, of course, everything culminates this Saturday and Sunday with the sold-out Chalk Fest 2025. I mean, man, explain this. Now, you've got some, you said you're going to have some squares available for people if they want to come. And, of course, the kids can, you know, have a good time. But as far as artists representing and the things that are going to be judged, you're sold out.
Yes. So the judging portion, or we call it the marble sales, I guess, where people can purchase marbles and vote for their favorite artists. Those are sold out. We are at max capacity for the space that we have. So we have 20 amateur and student artists that will be in the voting, eligible to vote.
Right.
But fear not, we are going to have lots and lots of squares for anybody to pick up some chalk and create their own masterpiece.
And food, I want to remind you, if you come down there, food's going to be plentiful, so come hungry.
Yeah,
there's got food vendors and craft
vendors. I think
we have
six food vendors, all serving different types of foods, from tacos to corn dogs and snow cones, and I think it's barbecue.
All right.
And brats are coming from Alsager, so it's your tummies will always be full.
Took Alsager's meat out to the lake last weekend.
Did ya?
And trust me, it was a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live way too close to Alsager because we visit there a lot. And it's so good.
Right.
But, yeah.
Chalk Fest this weekend. You brought me a guest.
I did.
You brought me Lee from NDSES. Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
Good
nice
to have
to be
you
here.
In
Thank
here.
Thank you.
Yeah. And yeah, you are quite savvy with things like this. Right.
Well, we'll find out, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, is this your first Chalk Fest?
Yeah, actually, I kind of stopped by last year for a little bit, but I haven't spent a lot of time at one yet. Looking forward to doing that on Saturday.
Katie, and we've got questions, too, and we've been kind of doing round robin
on this. Have a whole routine, don't we?
We do. We have it down now, but I'll let you get started here.
So what we do is we just give you some questions and get some representation of NDSES. So here's my first question. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Tell us a little bit about NDSES and what role it plays in our community.
That's a great question. So certainly, I hope everybody appreciates the role that, and actually we had a meeting on campus about a month ago, and somebody at that meeting who's famous said, Wapton would not be what it is without the College of Science, and the College of Science would not be what it is without Wapton. Katie, do you know what famous person said that?
Oh, you just put me on the spot. No.
It was you, by the way.
Oh, what?
See?
It was?
See?
Wow, I'm really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hope that
that's very true.
Be careful what you say, because it
know,
could come
I'll
back
get
around.
Repeat. Oh, boy.
Yeah. True words. True
yeah,
words.
We hope Wapton appreciates how much we love it here. It's just been a great home, and it's a great place to have a college. And certainly, you know, we're not a big city, and there's some drawbacks to that when you're trying to recruit students. But at the same time, once they come here and they spend 2 years here at NDSES, every student loves Wapton Breckenridge as much as we do. So,
well, two-year colleges, you're one of the best in the country. So, you know, yeah, and you didn't get that distinction from.
I'm going to say it is the best.
Well,
in the
it is the best.
It's not one.
It is the best.
Second oldest, but number one in your heart.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Lee, let me ask you this too: Borderline Chalk Fest. What inspired you to get on board with this year?
I think a big part of it is just that we appreciate that we are one of the largest employers in town. We're kind of one of the big fish in town in terms of being able to offer support. And, I mean, there's three things. I do some side gig work with economic development for small towns smaller than ours. But three things have been proven over the last decade to improve the culture and to bring in young families and to bring in young entrepreneurs. Those are breweries, which we're not really allowed to support directly.
Right.
Colleges, which we are. And then the third one is art. And the art just brings so much to the community. It just adds so much vibrancy to it. It just makes it very easy for us to want to support things like this. Because like I said, we want to help show our gratitude too of the support that we get from this community. For our own events, for, you know, all the things that we ask for, that the city, both cities are very receptive and helping us. So we went on definitely try to show that gratitude and show that support back.
Been a very productive give and take between the college and the city, too. Definitely. Katie, you're next.
Oh, Okay. Well, you kind of touched on this a little bit.
A little bit.
Why do you believe events like Chalkfest are important to our local area?
Yeah, I think, like I said, it's just, I think anytime you can bring people together, that's what really builds culture and builds community. And I'm just the word community to me is really important. And I think, I mean, you can have lots of cities out there that are working cities. They're performing the basic needs of the people that live there. But are they introducing kids to art? Are they doing things like that to like I said, not just grow the city or grow the population, but actually grow the culture and make things warmer and friendly and more welcoming for the people there.
Right, and facilitate. And I think the college does a great job with that. Now, this is your first Chalkfest?
This will be my first time spending time at Chalkfest.
I can't even ask the next question because it was like, Lee, what's your favorite part of Chalkfest?
Oh, I can tell you what my favorite parts
well,
are.
Okay,
I have been
shoot.
All over your social media pages.
Okay.
And I asked my team before I left, they knew I was doing this interview, kind of what they love too. And I mean, I just am blown away by the quality of the artwork for one. I mean, and that these artists are probably used to working with paints and other things, and somehow they transform that into chalk on that day. Just is amazing to me. And then I know my team really loves the 3D stuff. I think you had one a couple years ago, like with 101 Dalmatians. You could sit in a chair that looked like you were sitting with them.
Right.
Yes.
And that was really
yeah.
cool. And then I think I saw one from last year too. Like somebody did like a Toy Story through them, and the detail is just amazing to me.
Yeah.
And I always say about events like this, if you are there participating, even if you have the least amount of skill of anybody there drawing. Pat on the back for you, because to me it's like the person who finishes last at the marathon, you're still ahead of the 1,000 people who didn't run the marathon. So
great point.
Amen.
Yeah. Great point.
So I just
yes.
think it's yep. great how you not only have this super high quality artwork being done, but you also find a way to include everybody else of all skill levels.
Right.
Yeah.
Bring them all into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It's a family affair. It's a this whole Chalkfest, I think. Especially this year. I'm not sure why I hear all these stories this year versus like the last couple of years I've done this, but it seems like Chalkfest is the event to come together.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot of family reunions happening this weekend that they are planning it around Chalkfest. Class reunions are coming together for specifically on this weekend because Chalkfest is happening. And I know several families are bringing their extended family. They're packing up their stuff and coming for the weekend here because of Chalkfest.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like one big family reunion.
And it's a great event. So, it's summertime.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody's outside. The weather is going to be beautiful. You're welcome.
Thanks, Bill.
I got you a good day. A good day on Saturday. But yeah, just the vibe down there is so
yeah.
good, and it's so positive.
It's
Katie, looking forward to this 2025 Chalkfest. Congratulations, too, by the way, in putting all this together, you and your staff.
Yeah.
Because I know you've been blowing doors on this.
We've been working really hard. We're working on adrenaline, and we can't wait for it to get kicked off. So.
Sounds great. Lee, thanks so much for stopping in. Come back and talk to us anytime.
Love
it's got
it.
Anything
thanks.
To do with NDSES, always an open door.
Katie, right. Sending you strength for the weekend.
Yeah,
thank
there you.
You
go. Get through it. Get some sleep, will you?
Yeah, I'll do what I can.
All right. It's 9:24 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Sunshine, 72 degrees. Good morning.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also offers college scholarships for the dependent children of law enforcement along with the citizen.